Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Hello, Ron. We thank you so very much, and a good morning to you and everyone listening. It is 6:03. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Why pay 40%? Pay 25%. Come on. Call 888-98-TWINS. Hello to everyone. Hit us on that hotline, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. So much to get into as we drift into the holiday weekend, and we're going to have a good time. Hopefully you stay safe and everything of the such, and we see you back here. We'll all be back here on Tuesday. Various people working various times throughout the weekend, so you hear different voices and all of that. But right now we talk about what is one of the bigger stories out of OTAs, and you try to extract sometimes – water from a stone, I think, from OTAs, but there really are stories at this OTA. There really are. And I think the biggest one is probably Deontay Johnson, because people come down firmly on one side or the other, and it's difficult to sway them, probably impossible to sway them, because they're set in their ways. Should he be there or not? You get people who say, yeah, come on, you got to be their team, no I in team. Then you got other people that say it's a business decision. How can you begrudge a guy for making a business decision? And there's not a whole lot of gray area or things in the middle. But let's present kind of both sides, guys, and go back and forth on this, or at least talk about it. So he isn't at OTAs, and we know that because Chase Claypool told us. We're not telling people that.
Much appreciated.
We know it because Chase Claypool told us. So he isn't there. Deontay Johnson is. He is going into a lame duck year on a contract, right? He feels as if he's a pretty darn good football player. And if you look at it, no matter what you think about the drops, they got better last year. On top of that, if you look at the stats, he was, I want to say, second or third in receptions, fifth in targets last year, and number 10, I believe, in yards. So that all, you put that into second in targets, fifth in receptions, and 10th or so in yards. You jumble that into a ball, for me, it becomes a top 15 receiver in the league. That said, it's a guy, too, who you say, is he one of the premier receivers in the NFL? Probably not, but he's on the cusp. And he's trying to be the best receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's still probably in the balance. So should he be there? I say you probably have to, for the sake of being consistent. If you thought it was okay, this is just my line of thinking, for TJ Watt to not be at some activities, I don't know how you apply anything different to Deontay Johnson. That's the baseline I use when I come up with my opinion. I can't begrudge a guy who is 25 years old, who probably only has a window of 10 more years to make big money in his life, and who doesn't want to get hurt and is doing the best for him, when I didn't begrudge TJ Watt.
See, I just don't know if it's necessarily the best thing for him to do to maximize those earnings. Because like you, I agree. It's voluntary. You don't want to show up for voluntary? Fine. Don't show up. That's fine. That's your decision. But I don't know if Deontay Johnson is looking to remain a guy that is looked at by some as on the come up, and not just kind of an afterthought. Like Cook and Starkey talked yesterday about this PFF ranking of wide receivers. He's not even listed. He's not even listed amongst the top, I think, like 25. Now, that's an oversight by that person who wrote that article, because he's somewhere in there, certainly. I think he's 15-ish is a good way to look at it. But I don't know what favors it does Deontay Johnson to not at least be there, to at least pull the TJ Watt-style hold in like he did last year, like Minka is doing right now, where he's there, but how much is he actually doing? And I just don't think, especially when there's young receivers who are hungry, who've been brought in as two of the top four picks, who might not take his job now but could do so in the future, I don't know how much sense it makes.
It's such a same page position, too. Like, you have to be on the same page as the person that is throwing to you. New quarterbacks. Obviously, you drafted a young guy, Mitch Trubisky. You have to get on the same page as a receiver, and that starts now. So I think that he has to be there. And, you know, it is not just the football stuff of it. How did we figure out Deontay Johnson wasn't there, Crow?
By being there.
Well, how do we know that he wasn't at OTA?
Chase Claypool saying
Chase Claypool,
it.
Right? Now he's putting Chase Claypool in a situation.
No, he's not. The Steelers are. Because we could see it with our eyes, and we're not allowed to report it, Doran. He's not putting Chase Claypool in any situation.
Yes, he is. He's making him talk about
his
situation.
No, he's not. The Steelers are.
Chase Claypool is talking.
Because reporters are standing there with their own eyes, and media protocol doesn't allow them to say it.
Okay, but if he was there, then Chase Claypool wouldn't have to talk about it.
No, he's... If reporters were allowed to logically say, I can see with my eyes he's not here, then they wouldn't have to ask Chase Claypool.
Right. But you're both right. They wouldn't have to ask about it if
but
the policies were
ask.
Different. But
no, they wouldn't. I wouldn't. If I was standing on a football field and I saw he wasn't there,
I'd be like, why isn't your teammate Deontay Johnson? Have you talked to him? What's he doing?
I think that's fair, yeah.
But that's not on Chase.
Right.
I don't think there's any onus on Chase Claypool here. I don't think this paints him in a bad light.
No, it doesn't. I'm saying that you don't need to put your teammates in positions to talk for you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You don't need to put you're putting your teammates in position to talk and be the mouthpiece for you whenever, if you were there, they wouldn't have to talk for you.
Well, let me ask.
A guy like Chase Claypool doesn't need to be talking about anybody but himself.
Let's go back a year then, or let's go back all the way through training camp last year. Did people really speak for and were asked questions about TJ Watt?
I think they were, I think the difference is, for me, Colin, anyway, the difference here is Deontay Johnson is not TJ Watt. And that's not to downgrade Deontay Johnson, what I think he can be. I think he could be some team's number one wide receiver. He's this team's number one wide receiver.
Right.
But he's not his side of the ball player of the year quality guy. When TJ sat out, I think everybody was on the same page. And to Doran's point, Cam kind of stood there, and he did speak for him a little bit. But Cam's the de facto leader of this team, especially the defensive side of the ball.
I have a hard time when you're not mandated to be anywhere.
Yeah. I agree.
To be critical of somebody who doesn't decide to go somewhere. In particular, if you just apply it to any line of work, and this is this man's job. If somebody says to you, you can work at home and do the things you need to do, or you have to come in and be in here and be somewhere, you get that choice. On top of that, Deontay Johnson has proven to be ready, and he did improve his game last year in terms of the one thing that people had a big problem with, which is the drops. That's proven. That's in stats. That's there. I'm not the biggest Deontay Johnson fan. I'm just not. But in a manner of being consistent, I can't be critical of him here. I do understand the continuity that people want to go ahead and try to serve with new quarterbacks, and I get that, and I understand all that part. But if you want to make it mandatory, make it mandatory. I can't be critical of somebody who is somewhere they don't have to be.
And it will be in a couple weeks, and we'll see if he shows up for that mandatory minicamp.
If he has a game two or game three where he has two touchdowns and 164 yards.
We won't remember any of this.
You won't remember anything that happened on May 26th.
Just real quick, to stretch your analogy, because I like it, the analogy of a regular workplace, and if you're told you can work from home, there's a ton of people that I'm sure will take that option today, right? They'll work from home, air quotes, and they'll move the mouse every once in a while to make it look like they're active at home. I don't know how many of those people, and if some of those people are looking to get a raise, I don't know if it necessarily behooves them to be the person who works from home if they have the option to go in and try to impress the boss.
But how many of those people can only work for 10 years and essentially make 90% of the money they're going to make in their life?
This is such a reliable job, though. You're relying on other people for you to make money. So you have to be there.
Here's my deal on all this, though. I think if you're an athlete, you need to do whatever you can to maximize your ability to get that bag when you can. I just don't think this is the best way to go about it. TJ Watt got better every single season from a sack perspective. Every year, he was a known. If he's sitting out, I know what I'm getting when I pay that guy. Deontay Johnson was great through 12 games last year. After that, 5 catches for 76, 5 for 38, 6 for 51, 8 for 31, 7 for 51, 5 for 34 in the playoffs. He fell off the face of the earth when stuff got hard and after he didn't make the Pro Bowl. And so to me, he ain't proven it. He proved he could do it through 12 games. Show up, get better, and then I can pay you. But if you ain't getting better, if you're not consistent, I can't pay you. So you
he also was playing with a 107-year-old quarterback who couldn't throw the football down the football field. And I think that Deontay Johnson, for me, and again, I'm not the biggest Deontay Johnson fan. I'm just trying to present sort of both sides. He catches so much stuff too near the scrimmage line because he had to with the quarterback.
Sure.
I think that once he gets – and again, maybe I'm making the opposite argument that he needs to work on stuff down the field with these other quarterbacks. I think we'll see Deontay Johnson and we'll see more air under the football and him catching footballs a lot further from the scrimmage line.
Or maybe he even becomes a little Debo light and starts running some of that Canada jet action and taking the ball from all different spots and it blows up this year. That's a possibility.
Sure, it'd be nice to see it now then.
Thank you.
But – does how much they work on things right now, is there an applicability quotient to what happens in the regular season? We all say, because here's the part I find hypocritical. At every blush, in every turn, people say, this is just football in shorts. What do you mean? So many people say that, but now it's ultra important when someone's not there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is applicable for the season, and especially the circumstances. And you know, I don't want to sound redundant, but the quarterback situation, you need to be on the same page. And it is going to be a different offense. Like, it's going to be a different offense. The actual plays that Matt Canada wants to run are going to be in the offense, and that's being installed now. Yeah, there's going to be different forms and different ways that they're going to run it during the season that they actually run it, but the foundation of his offense is being installed right now as we speak. Right now as we speak, the foundation of Matt Canada's offense is being installed, and everybody that's going to be a part of that should probably be there.
But last thing, do we hold then – so it's not just one company line. It's case-by-case basis on if we're critical of people who are at OTAs or not. Like, we look at different variables?
I do. I think – and again, I'm not necessarily critical of Deontay Johnson from a fan standpoint of, oh, you got to be there and run every route and do that. No, like I said, you could even show up and do the TJ or Minka thing and do the whole hold-in where you just go through some individual drills and some pass-catching things and not team drills.
Or just being installed. Like, right. even before practice, whenever you're installing plays, just be there.
I'd be okay with that. I just don't think – more importantly to me – for Deontay Johnson, I don't think it's the best business decision because of all the things Doran just mentioned.
I'm with you. I know what the kicker can do if he's not there, if he's not in any of the videos. I know what Watt and Minka can do. I just think Deontay needs to get better. I think he can get better by being there.
I also think from his standpoint and from his business people's standpoint, they say you can also get hurt like Teddy Bridgewater did. And if that happens, then would Steeler fans be upset if he got hurt? Do they think that their team would be less potent?
No, because they drafted two other receivers. They'd be like, oh, well, next man up.
See, I think they'd be less potent because I'm not ready to pencil those young wide receivers into his role yet. I wouldn't necessarily be mad because, unfortunately, people get hurt in practice sometimes, even against air.
Wow. Wow. See, I think the Steelers are a much better football team with him on the football field than not on the football field.
I think they're better. Yeah, definitely.
412-928-9370. Lots to get into. Deontay Johnson, we take your calls all morning. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line on that very same number. Coming up next, Get Money. And we have so much fun today that we don't even know how to contain it. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram and Peters, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Crowley, tell us.
Yeah, Adam Crowley here for the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Thank you, Colin. That was very nice. It has you covered if you're in Pennsylvania or in New Jersey. Download now and you can place a risk-free bet up to $150. I'm just going to say that again for effect. Download the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app now, and you can place a risk-free bet up to $750. Today, you got Colorado and St. Louis in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think Colorado's done playing with their food. I got them winning the game. I got them blowing St. Louis out. I got the over. On Saturday, Carolina at New York. I think Carolina wins the series, but I think New York wins that game. Carolina's been brutal on the road in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They're undefeated at home. New York and Shesterkin have played better at home. Bet Parks, the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. Live in-game betting, futures apps, it's all there. Easy, accessible, and download now. You can place a risk-free bet up to $750. Download the BetParks app at BetParks.com or wherever you get your apps. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, check out the BetGM MLB podcast powered by BetQL. Ryan Horvath, Cody Decker, they do it for you, and they're great. Get the latest episodes, Odyssey app, or wherever you listen to all your podcasts. Check out those guys. We got something special coming up at 9 o'clock. You could win this unbelievable Gateway Clipper and Pirates package. I'll fill you in on how. You got to get creative coming up at 9 o'clock, and it involves a nice little game we're going to play, but be listening for that and how we're going to do it. Coming up at 9. But right now, if you guys are ready, I say we get money.
Get money, get money, get money.
All right, our bet's going into the weekend. How we can fatten your wallet. We're going to fatten your wallet for you. Doran, why don't you go first? What's a good bet headed into the weekend? People love FanDuel. They love everything else. They love betting, especially. It's so easy with apps here in Pennsylvania. How can they make their Memorial Day weekend and kind of put a smile on their face with a sports bet?
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Al Horford again, 10.5 points Wednesday night. That was his over-under for the game, and he smashed it. He had 16 points. Al Horford's playing some great basketball for the Celtics. Celtics play the Heat tonight. Al Horford's over-under for tonight for points is 10.5 again. Uh-huh. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Al Horford, over points, he'll smash it again.
The Florida man. Like Al Horford is Dominican, isn't he?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Al Horford. I like Al Horford's game. Al Horford don't play. That's why I like him. He just goes out, he gets his stuff done, and he goes and he shows up the next day.
No nonsense.
I know. I like the way he carries himself.
I do, too.
I liked it in college. I like Al Horford.
Good hooper.
It's only He scored 16, and it stayed at 10.5.
Stayed at 10.5.
Very interesting.
There's an interesting little double, player performance double at FanDuel. If you like Al Horford 15-plus and Boston to win, you can get it at plus 350.
That's a nice one, too. I might hit that.
Not bad. Chris, what do you like? Get money.
To stay on this game, the Eastern Conference Finals game tonight, Jimmy Butler's gone completely in the tank. Is he dinged up? Yeah, but he's gone completely in the tank. He's got 27 points in the last three games combined. No good. He's made 1 3-point shot in the last three games combined. No good. He's combined 10 for 40 from the field in the last three games combined. Jimmy Butler's total right now at FanDuel is 22.5. Yeah, I'll take the under. Thank you very much. I think the Celtics close it out too tonight.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. He is. You know, I don't know what the heck's happened to him. He's noted friend of AB.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Noted friend of Joel Embiid.
Yes.
We'll see how that works out.
All right. What do you got, Crowley? Get money.
Oh, I didn't know I was part of this. I'm really excited about this.
Oh yeah. Oh.
You just had a good one during your. Your Bet Parks read
there.
Yeah,
that's why.
I sure did.
That's why I'm throwing it to you.
Well, thank you very much.
We're making you part of this from now on because you're always in on this park stuff. So what do you got?
Well, thank you, lads. Bet Parks, love it. I got Carolina losing in New York tomorrow because Carolina sucks on the road these playoffs. Shesterkin good at home. So I got Carolina losing but winning the series.
Okay. I got the early morning text back from my son. And I said, I need your NASCAR bets. This is what.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, he finished second. His guy was right there.
He didn't have the winners, but his guys were close.
They were close. He has two top three bets this week. And he said, these ones are coming home. There is a truck race tonight. He said, there's a lot of guys just to get seat time, he tells me, so they can get used to the track in Charlotte that are cup guys that are going to run the truck race. But they don't know the nuances. He didn't use nuances, but he was explaining this to me. They don't know about the trucks in Charlotte. So he said a top three sure bet if you can get it. If not, maybe even bet him to win. John Hunter Nemechek tonight is the guy you want. John Hunter Nemechek, a lock to finish in the top three of the trucks tonight.
Okay.
And if you want to take him to win, do that. But he said a definite top three. And then a top three for the Coca-Cola 600 is the race this weekend.
Right.
Chase Elliott shows up at big times. Chase Elliott's going to do it. 600, Chase Elliott is the man. Top three for sure.
Okay. I'm putting it in right now.
Is John Hunter Nemechek there?
They don't have top threes, three. I don't think.
What is he to win for the trucks?
Hold on. Let me pull it up again because I was busy placing the
I'm all over that as well.
Yes. NASCAR Truck Series.
John Hunter Nemechek?
Outright winner for the North Carolina Education Lottery 200. Kyle Busch is the favorite at 125. Yeah. John Hunter Nemechek, 5-1.
There you okay. Hey, that's the guy apparently. John Hunter Nemechek.
And
then
tempting.
Chase Elliott is on Sunday.
Hell with it, we're doing it.
Yes. Yeah. So there you are. Chase Elliott
Bang.
Top three though.
It's in. It's
top
in.
Three. There we are. There we are. So NASCAR bets. I don't know. He has been. I want to say
he won two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, he went 1-for-2. He nailed the truck series.
I
want to
say he's six of the last nine.
Ooh,
I'm
over it.
Yes.
I'm all over.
Tagged both of those.
Yes,
so.
But there could be a big one. Nick could lose everybody, and then everybody's screwed. So you never know with that NASCAR. It's crazy. All right, wildlife poop story coming up. Yes, I said it. And we talk about Najee, best shape of his life. They say that about somebody during every single camp. So we talk about that before the hour is out. But right now, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, there for you. Listen, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, Matt Mertz Plumbing, the experts, and they're together. They're one great company. They get it done, and they are just spectacular. So they're going to clear out your downspouts if you need that so that they're not bigger problems that surface, like cracks in your foundation. You can't have that. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, Matt Mertz Plumbing, they'll install a French drain, divert the water away. You got to make sure you don't have water in your foundation. These people are experts in doing that. So you go to armstrongcomfort.com to book that appointment today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Najee Harris. I still heard somebody say Najee yesterday. Did you
really
hear that? I don't want to call a person out, but I heard somebody say Najee. Did you hear this, Crowley? On our air.
Was it Ron Cook?
No, it was actually not.
I heard somebody in the questioning.
It was a guest.
It was Dale Lawley who said it yesterday in the questioning of Najee. Called him Najee.
Lunatic, that Dale Lawley. Yeah, but no, he said Najee.
Hey, Najee, what do you think about your new blockers up front?
You know what my favorite was about, and we'll get into Najee in a little bit. Whenever it was the national broadcast, it was some down the line or Spiro Dides or I don't know, somebody. And so, I shouldn't say, he's a very nice man. He comes on our show. But it was one of the, not the A teams, you know, it was all the way, mm-hmm. like it was like the third or fourth team. And they said, Najee. And then you could tell Bert or somebody ran down to the booth. And then they came out of break. And then all of a sudden it just switched to Najee. Yes, yeah. like in the second or third series. And it was right after he had made a thing about doing that. Like
I vaguely remember that game. It wasn't Spiro.
No,
it was
I forget who it was.
I think it was a Fox game, wasn't it?
You know who it was? Who was the defensive back that just got panned? Or the linebacker that everybody said was not?
Vilma.
Yeah, it may have been Vilma.
See, I knew it was Fox.
Yes. I think it was Vilma and those guys. And Chris Myers.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Oddly enough, is great doing NASCAR and stinks at football.
He's bad at football.
He's so good, dude. Anyway, wildlife poop. Go. What happened here?
So, first of all, tough loss for the TJ12U girls at Char Houston last night. We almost stormed back. I'm not as aggressive on the base paths as we should have been. I'm the first base coach, so I'll take the heat for that one. Great game. Pitcher number 5 for Char Houston is a stud. I can't remember her name, but she was phenomenal. She blew us out the water. The water was nearby, coincidentally enough. Chartiers Creek runs right behind the field. The field in Houston is right off, you drive under 79, kind of, mm-hmm. on 519 to get into Houston, and you make the first right, and the field's right there. Field's beautiful, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know that perfect mix, Colin, of dirt and sand and rock that makes a perfect baseball field. It's not just that hard-packed clay.
Right.
So they do a beautiful job with the field. But I see as we're walking in, they have this thing, and it's in the dugout at this point. Later, it would end up on the pitcher's mound. It is a decoy, I guess you would call it. It looks like a fox or a wolf or a dog of some sort. Like one of those fake animals. A decoy that would keep other animals
away. Scare
them
away.
Yeah. Well, the reason they have this, I found out as soon as we stepped in the outfield grass, they must just be absolutely infested with geese. Because there was goose poop everywhere. The entire as you're stepping in the outfield, you're looking to make sure you're not stepping in. And these geese must be mutants because the piles were just like tightly wrapped coils, just sitting there waiting for you, landmines in the outfield. So they have a beautiful field. I'm not blaming them for this. They can't do anything about geese deciding to park their asses on the field while they're not there. But do they need more of these fox decoys? I don't know. I want to help the people in Shar Houston. It's Ponyland, by the way.
Yes, it is.
He lives in that area. I want to help the fine people of Shar Houston, even if I don't typically get invited to that area, do something about the geese and the goose poop on their field.
What does goose poop look like?
It looks like bullets. Like, it looks like...
Okay, that's a good description.
It looks like... Do you ever see whenever they aerate a golf course?
Yeah.
It looks like that, but it's like
a little longer.
But a little longer, and it's dark.
And a little runnier.
I'll tell you how it looks. Here, I'll tell you how. You can get a good look on it yourself. Go walk between the two stadiums.
Yep.
On that.
Yeah.
Like
the strip of grass?
No, just on the river walk.
Yeah.
Between Heinz Field and PNC Park.
Like by old Bettis's.
Yes.
Okay.
All the way down by the river, and it is just infested with goose poop. Yes.
Really?
Yes. It kind of looks like, it looks like whenever they aerate a lawn and the plugs that it leaves, but darker.
And so, then it gets white, too, the longer it sits there and
does.
Drippy.
And hard. And you hit it with a golf club, it'll fly. Yes.
So credit to the fine people of Shar Houston.
So
this isn't a knock on
them.
What was
the decoy? Was it like a taxidermied animal it looked like?
It was like a rubber animal. Like I don't know what to. I guess
like
it's
a rubber scarecrow.
Yeah, basically, but it was a fox or a dog or something, and they just sit it on the pitcher's mound before they leave after the game. And of course, you know our kids, you know, being dummies, are playing with it and stuff. And put it back. But like,
jeez, is it effective? It's obviously not that.
Obviously not. That's my question. Like, how do we help the fine people of Shar Houston softball keep goose poop out of their outfield?
They need a tarp.
Can't put a tarp over the grass though, can you?
You could if you had to. I mean, I don't know. Or what about the geese police guy? I've seen that van driving around.
Is that a thing?
Or geese will attack you. They bite.
This guy's a geese police. I saw.
So he takes them out?
He has a silver, like, Nissan or something pickup truck. It's like a little pickup truck.
Okay.
And he has a kayak in the back. He's ready to go.
Oh.
Yeah, in case he needs to take the water. In case he needs to play a road game with these geese. I saw he had the geese police. I've seen it. It's like a silver pickup truck. But I've not seen him in action.
Does he take prisoners, or is this more
I think it's. Okay. I think you're going down.
Okay.
If you deal with the geese police, there's one sort of verdict.
There's one way out.
Yeah. That's it. But they should call him.
I'm going to pass that along.
It's branded right on the side of the guy's pickup truck. And like I said, it's a silver pickup truck. Are you looking this up, Crowley, geese police?
I am looking this up. Because geese, I just geese will attack you. If you get within 5 feet of a geese, they'll bite your face right
Goose.
Off.
Goose. I'll take my chances, though. Yeah.
Geese?
Yes. Goose.
Is it goose?
Geese plural. Geese plural. Do they serve serve a purpose for
what
the
is
ecosystem,
it?
I'm sure. But
like, could the food chain survive without geese? I think so.
Probably, but I think it's probably a positive that they're in the food chain. We don't like them in urban areas.
Just stop pooping all over the softball field.
Geese police of Western PA has been successfully helping clients to control their goose population since 2010.
Is there a silver pickup truck involved in this? Because I see it all the time. But in a kayak, that's the one that piqued my interest when I saw he had a kayak in the back of it, which said, I'm willing to go into their world.
I'll do whatever it takes.
They got dogs too.
Oh, they got dogs or the geese police?
They got a couple of medium sized border collies between 30 and 45 pounds that wrangle up these geese.
If you get to 46, they don't let you. Or if you're below, if you're 29 pounds.
Then you need to order more border collies.
Right. It's funny you say that because it says recently the Canadian goose control laws have now been adopted in the United States.
What the hell does that mean?
Prior, before 2010, you weren't allowed to wrangle these geese up.
Yeah, but now after 2010, it's like
fair game.
Yeah, build that wall.
I thought the Canadian goose was like the equivalent of a bald eagle north of the border. Like they take pride in their Canadian geese.
Until 2010, they were.
Huh?
Are goose like a rich version of a duck? Like, are they the same family?
I think they're related.
Big avian guy. I don't know about a lot
Well, I mean, we have spent a lot of time watching the bald eagle camp.
We have. Twitter poll coming up next, and also Najee Harris, a question about him. Happy holiday weekend.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
What a Friday. We're ready. We are ready for the weekend. We get you ready for the weekend. All right, 9 o'clock. Listen to this. This is going to be great. So we got this chance to win, and we're giving it away today. Four-pack of tickets, Pirates game, Sunday, June 5th. Shuttle ride on the Gateway Clipper. Your child is going to get to ride in the captain's seat. Name recognition on the fan leadoff show. This is a big thing. Listen today, your chance to win. At 9 o'clock, we're going to give this away. Here's how we're going to give it away. What sets you apart as the grill master? You take us into your house, your party, your grill. You tell us why you're the most badass griller in Pittsburgh. And you're going to get this prize pack. We want a description. We want to know how you get the Weber out. Why your grill experience at your house can't be topped. We want to know that. And you're going to get
details.
I want details for sure.
We want to know. At 9 o'clock, you tell us why you are Pittsburgh's best grill master, and you're going to get this prize pack of tickets. Crowley, you think we'll get some good calls on this?
I know we'll get some good calls on this.
Absolutely. All right, let's go. Why don't we hit our Twitter poll right now? Daily Twitter poll, tons of results from yesterday. We thank you for every single one of them. As we gear up for Memorial Day weekend, if you had the choice, hamburger or hot dog, which one? 77.7% of you say hamburger. 22.3% of you said hot dog. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote as we continue that theme. Your beer choice this weekend, craft beer, domestic beer, seltzer. 57.8% of you say domestic beer. 30% of you say craft beer. 12.2% of you say seltzer. We probably should have said craft/import, but yeah, that falls into that.
People get it, I think.
People understand it. People get that. So there is that. All right, to Najee Harris. Best shape of his life. Multiple reports. Our own Josh Rowntree talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Different people who cover the team. Caboli talking about that. Just how good Najee Harris looks. And nobody doubts that. Does there need to be a backup cultivated, or is there a risk of using him up? I think that's a very fair question,
right now. I do think whether it's long-term or more importantly, short-term, I'd be a whole lot more comfortable if they had acquired some kind of veteran backup for him, someone who you've seen something from before. No offense to Benny Snell football or anybody else. They don't have that guy that I would trust to step in for Najee if he had to miss a week. And look, nobody's going to replicate what he can do, I don't think, but to at least, you know, maintain some level of the workload if he had to go out for a week. They don't have that on this team. And if we're talking, I think it's two separate conversations, to be quite honest.
Yep.
I think if we're talking long-term, fine. Give him 350 touches a year. I don't care because I don't know if I'm necessarily sold on giving a young running back a second contract unless he actually proves he's the Derrick Henry everybody's comparing him to. Short term, I just want to have a feasible backup plan.
Okay. We talk about running backs. Okay, and no matter what side you came down on, should you take a running back, should you not? that can be debated till the end of time. What can't be debated until the end of time is their the use of running backs. I don't want to say is inconsequential, but it's an uphill battle to get a second contract as a running back. It just it is. Mm-hmm. Guys, their skills dissipate. Look at what's going on in Carolina. What's mm-hmm. always happened there, you know? And look at some of the big time running. That's why I'm in the camp of you can cultivate a backup running back, but maybe 2-3 carries a game tops. It is a terrible business, and it's awful, and it seems like you're a piece of meat. Use this fella up in this first contract, and then it's a bonus if you get anything in that second contract.
Yeah, I think you do need a backup, but a change of pace guy, a guy that can go in there, you know, somewhat pass protect, but also exploit matchups at the running back position on linebackers, you know, that third down guy, a guy that's a little bit faster, quicker. And like you said, you know, if you need to give him carries, yeah, you know, give him carries to spill Najee Harris, but also go in there and be effective and make plays. And I know that's hard to come by. It's easier said than done. But, you know, on the lines of not running him into the ground, but giving him his touches.
Does he get – okay, let me ask you this. Should he get Lev Bell-type touches? If he can prove to catch the football?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's your playmaker.
Then, all right, this is where you're perfect, Dorn, because I want to ask you about this. Every time around, oh, Crowley, when was it? Around Thanksgiving each year, around December 10th each year, we would say, headed into the playoffs, do you think Lev Bell has been overused? Do you think he's – should it get to that point with him where it's right on the and is that why you're saying – another change of pace back, or is the change of pace back somebody that is there to give the defense a different look or to rest Najee Harris? Which one?
I think it could, if you can give a defense a different look, then it is resting Najee Harris, or you could use them both at the same time and
gotcha.
Exploit those matchups too. So if you're giving a different look to the defense, I think that, you know, you're in the plus column there, but also giving a spill to Najee Harris. I'm not saying run him into the ground. And obviously, like, things have changed even since I played. I mean, they're monitoring these guys and, you know, their reps and stuff like that. So
because everybody thought D'Angelo Williams was so good, but then – and he would, when he'd start, he'd get 26 carries mm-hmm. and two touchdowns, whatever. And then the next week, when somebody was healthy, he'd get two.
To right. me, it's not about whether or not you give a guy touches to take him away from Najee. It's having a viable backup that's not Benny Snell when Najee
right.
Harris invariably
yes.
misses games. And if you look at Le'Veon Bell's statistics, when he was around 18 carries a game, things were fine. But if you went beyond that, when he had 21 carries per game, he played 6 games in a season. 22 carries per game, played 12 games in a season. There's like that magic number with a guy that you don't want to go over or else you risk breaking him.
But I think part of it is we know Mike Tomlin's not going to change in that regard.
That's true.
He's not. Not at this point in his career. He's done it this way for this long. He's not changing now. And so that's why.
That's Willie Parker.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm totally fine with the idea of maximizing the use of Najee Harris, especially in this offense with either Trubisky or Pickett or whoever the hell the quarterback's going to be. But you do need to have someone there who can sop up a little bit of the leftovers if you need them to, if you want to give Najee. Think about last year towards the end of the year when Najee would take a blow, when he would go to the sidelines for two plays. You'd be like, oh my God, well, not running the ball effectively now. Mm-hmm. Sure, it was because the O-line sucked, but that was part of it as well. You got to have somebody that you can trust to get 3 yards four times a game.
Now, I mean, so don't...
Well, they carry a fullback.
I guess you have to look into the future, too, though. I mean, do you want Najee Harris around whenever Kenny Pickett comes into his own if he takes some time?
I'm not worried about 2024 or 2025 at all. And I'm not trying to be flip to answer your question.
No.
I'm worried about week one of 2022 and uh-huh. not a whole lot past it.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think you can try to handicap the trajectory of Kenny Pickett.
Well, you can't handicap the further trajectory of Najee Harris
right.
either. We're all sitting here, and I love Josh, but we're all sitting there watching OTAs go, oh, reminds me of Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah. The real issue is like, Benny Snell stinks.
That, yes. Yes.
I mean, that's the real, so, you need a better backup no matter what.
100%.
Look, if Najee becomes Derrick Henry 2.0, that's all well and good, and we can talk about a second contract after he proves that he's Derrick Henry 2.0. He hasn't done that yet. He's fantastic. I love him. I've loved the pick. But we're not there yet. And to Colin's point, I'm more worried about this year, week one, and having somebody to spell Najee if he needs 3 plays off.
Let me know what Najee looks like in November. You know, not now. Like, yeah. All right, that's fine. Guys, you know, have an offseason. They go train with the best trainers. They pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get their body right. He's going to look good right now. Let me know what he looks like in November.
Good call.
Yeah. Whenever it's cold, whenever they need games, whenever they need those yards and him to run downhill. Let me know if he looks like Derrick Henry in November.
It's going to be really interesting to see his usage and potential overusage. All right, Crowley got a stomach thing. We talk about that. And then one of the most iconic scenes in movie history we have to talk about, and there's so much about Deontay Johnson and everything. There's just tons of talking points today, and we love it. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You're going to find it at Sun Chevrolet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!